This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Yins, guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is April 10th. What a wild game yesterday afternoon. 13 innings. The offense is still a problem, guys. But let's stay positive for a minute. Series win, interdivisional. Gotta love it. Joey Bart walks it off in the 13th.
Chest hair, guts out. Bucks win, baby. Come on. Come on.
Gotta love it. Let's start with the game yesterday was Mitch Keller. You got to start with Mitch Keller. 7 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, 6 Ks, 96 pitches. He walked the last batter he faced before he came out of the game. So he does have the one walk. But other than that, absolutely fantastic outing from Mitch Keller. Exactly what we talked about yesterday before the game, that it was going to take something like this from Mitch Keller to get through a game like this and to take a series. And, you know, you just had this feeling. You just had this feeling coming into this that if the Pirates blow this thing, and they had multiple opportunities to do that, that this was just going to become more of the issues that the Pirates are having. The only way they can get out of this rut, and we're talking baseball-wise, we're talking everything else combined that the Pirates franchise is going through right now, is winning baseball games. And, you know, they won a series here, not necessarily pretty. It's not necessarily signs that tell you that things are going well coming into the weekend, but they do have a day off. They're going to need it. You had a couple critical things this week to kind of rest bullpen, and then, you know, 4 more bullpen relievers pitched in this game. And you would think that that's usually the starting pitcher, but he goes into the 8th inning here. 7 1/3, faces 3 guys in that 8th inning. 0-0 all the way and through 11 innings. The Cardinals get their run in. The Pirates answer with another run. Tommy Pham has probably bought time to stay on this roster until June now, after the walk-off against the Yankees and then tying that game in the bottom of the 11th with a base hit. So we're going to have to see him at least for the whole month of May now. I mean, at this point, maybe you hope that it clicks a little bit more for him and there's a little bit of value so that when they need to move on, you can actually move on with a trade. Obviously, being a little bit funny here, but as far as Mitch Keller goes, man, you just couldn't have asked for anything better than that. Pinpoint control. I think of the 96, there's 64 strikes. And he was all over, just painting black the whole time, and a lot of really good pitches. And quite frankly, it goes without saying, you know, hey, I'm always going to try to be fair in these situations. I got to stop saying that and just letting you guys understand. But this offense for St. Louis is not the powerhouse it's been. Nolan Arenado is not the guy that he used to be. He is still hitting 300, but did not have a very good season. 310 after that game. But like, it's not the same guy, right? There are pitches that were thrown to him or swings that he took that you can just tell, like, this isn't like the Nolan Arenado right now. He might still have a good year. He's a great player, but it just had a little bit of a feeling of seeing that a little bit. the Cardinals are a weird team. They've got some young guys. They've got some old guys. I'm still trying to figure this team out. I don't hate it. I picked them to get last place because I just didn't believe in the pitching. But some of the pitching hasn't been bad. But this lineup is interesting to watch it in the series. I'm not overall impressed with it either way. I understand that means that Majinski and Harrington and Skeens and Keller and the bullpen efforts that we had in this series were better than they've been. So credit needs to go to those arms and those guys who did that. But in general, it's like saying Sonny Gray was great in his outing, and he was. But also there were some that he got away with that this offense is just not helping out. And the same sort of thing happened today against Fetty. Fetty's kind of a mixed bag. Anytime you watch him, it's like, oh, he's not got it today. Or he has it. And when he has it, he can be really good. The pitch count got up there on him. He gets through six on 88 pitches. It's not, Fetty's a little bit, like I said, he's a little bit different. You're not going to stretch this guy when he's going well. It's not worth it to go throw the seventh inning. Like I said, he's not Sonny Gray. This pitching staff is really missing anyone like him. But either way, Fetty does have four walks in this. The Pirates are drawing walks. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, he goes six innings without giving up a hit. And the Pirates get their first hit in the seventh. I'm going to say right now, it doesn't matter. The no-hitter's over when he leaves the game. Combined no-hitters do not count. They're not worth anything. It's kind of easy to do it. I mean, how many times do relievers go out there and not give up hits? I mean, let's not talk about Pirates relievers right now. But, some good relievers can go out there and not give up hits. I mean, two of their guys didn't give up hits in this game. Only Barucki didn't give up hit in ours, but he also walked a guy. But for me, when you have Mitch Keller giving up four hits and a walk in seven and a third, really even talking about going into like when Fetty came out of the game, Fetty had more base runners. He walked four guys. He hit Bart. No, I'm sorry. Maton hit Bart. So no, he didn't. So he walked four guys. He had four base runners. I think Mitch Keller at that time had three base runners. And it doesn't matter if they're from hits or walks. Actually, this is Major League Baseball. I would kind of rather have three guys get a hit off of me than me make four errors by walking four different batters. Those are errors. Once again, those are unforced. Two strikeouts for Fetty. It's not like he was dominant. It's not like he made some tough pitches in some good moments. He didn't give up a hit. But a lot of times, if you're walking four guys, I can kind of see where you don't give up a hit there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I'm off base there. But Mitch Keller outpitched Fetty despite the fact that Fetty didn't give up any hits. Mitch Keller was really good. And he gets a no decision in this game because it goes 0-0 clear to the 11th. And there was a couple times where you saw these hitters, specifically when Keller was pulled out of the game. You saw a couple of those guys huddled around. There was some body language there. There was some facial expressions there that really kind of pointed to like some serious disappointment by those guys that were left standing on the mound. They knew that they had let Keller down when he had done what he had done. And I think that's what led to the collision play at home. I think you have some guys who were really feeling it. And in that eighth inning, after you take Keller out of the game, he's got one out. You get the second out. Ferguson on the mound. Contreras pops it up. And if you didn't see this, if you didn't see the collision at home, you've got to look up the video of this collision. It was like serious contact. Andy was flying in there. So essentially, the ball goes up in the air. Joey Bart has no clue where the ball is. Everyone knew how important not only that run was, but you're in the eighth inning. Your offense is not doing anything. And Mitch Keller, he's not going to get the loss for that, but that's his run coming in. You know what I'm saying? And you just know how important that is. Bart finally found the ball. But you could see immediately, they had tons of angles of this. Andy Rodriguez flying in. Key Brian Hayes flying in. Dead sprint. These two are coming in. Andy's going to call the ball. Key Brian pulls off. But Bart is still just trying to make a play. Him and Andy collide. Andy makes the play. The level of effort on this play by Andy was incredible. He comes all the way in trying to pick up Bart, trying to pick up Keller. They both reach for the ball. He catches the ball, but this brutal collision causes him to drop it. And in this moment, let's just say, and we're always going to give kudos where we give it, right? And on second base was Sujacy and the runner for the Cardinals. And he's coming around on this fly ball, two outs. You're moving anyway. You don't know if this is a fair ball or a foul ball, but he's trying to score. The ball, the two collide, the ball drops. Sujacy comes around them. He's going to score. And Key Brian Hayes right there, you're seeing, he's watching the two players. They're laying on the ground, and the ball kind of comes out from behind them. And the runner and Key Brian both at the same time are breaking for the ball. And the way that Key just kind of dives, all one motion, picks it up, dives, and tags out Sujacy, incredible play, heads up play. Again, Key showed us a few times in this game some very smart baseball. Andy Rodriguez, I've said it on here before, smart baseball, smart base runner. Both of those guys on this play stepped up in a big way. The collision's unfortunate. I think without the collision, it's just a catch and the inning's over. So, you know, just usually for the Pirates, this kind of a play goes wrong. This kind of a play, which should have been an out, they collide, the ball drops, and the Cardinals score the run. And obviously the Pirates didn't score in regulation, so the game would have been over. That was one of the big moments that kind of kept this thing and gave them an opportunity to win the game. Kutch also made a great play in right field that was followed up by a double. Would have been a double or a triple. The next one was a double. Saved a run there. That would have been the end. Great play by Kutch. He's made one of those in both of the games that he's played outfield. I don't know how long he can do this, but it was a great play. And so long as he's able to hang in there while Reynolds is trying to figure out whatever this is, it's not the tricep anymore. It's something in his shoulder. He's throwing now, but they're monitoring it. It'd be nice to see him back out on the field in Cincinnati. Maybe they give it one more series. I don't know. But either way, trying to figure this thing out with Reynolds, he's forced to DH, and Kutch is stepping up. Now, Kutch also was 0 for 6 with 3 strikeouts in this game. So, you know, but who wasn't? I mean, really. The Pirates finished this game with only 5 hits. So, in 13 innings, two of them by Joey Bart, who hit the last one to walk it off. Both coaching staffs were terrible. Third base coaches sending guys on plays that absolutely made no sense. Why are you sending Canario? And why is Canario running into the dugout giving high fives on his way to home? Like, terrible base running. But also, even if it was O'Neill Cruz or Jiwon Bae out there, that guy was not scoring. Lars Nootbaar was coming in to shallow right field. Nootbaar has a good arm. Just don't even send him. But the one to send, I can't think of who the runner even was at this point, but to send him on the Tommy Pham flyout, that guy was basically in deep shortstop. And we're sending him like, oh, you know, we're going to talk about the throw and all that stuff. I mean, like, that wasn't a hard throw. I hate to say it. Like, he's like not even 200 feet away from home, it felt like. I don't really know how far away he was, but it feels that way. I mean, man, I don't know. Either way, shouldn't have sent him. He was out by a mile, and it wasn't even, like I said, it wasn't really a difficult throw. this offense really needs to get going. Really needs to get going. Reds coming up this weekend. And there's a couple stats right now going into this weekend. They're going to Great American Small Park. So hopefully this can tick up. But the Pirates right now are 18th in the league in runs. The Reds are 17th, and the Reds lost three straight 1-0 games. Like, that shows you where the Pirates are at right now. 23rd in doubles and in home runs with 15-8. That's it. They are fourth in walks, so we know that they're doing that well. They've been running the bases pretty well as far as stolen bases anyway, although seem to shut it down in this one. I don't know if it's the five caught stealings that's maybe got them kind of gun shy at this point, but feels like this is what they do. They run early and then they just shut it down. 125 strikeouts already. They're tied for the most, the second most in the league, tied with the Dodgers. Remember, the Dodgers have played a couple extra games. The Cubs have stolen more bases now, 25 to our 21, and they've only been caught once. The Pirates right now have the worst batting average in baseball, with a 198 average. And you say, okay, well, what's on base? Because we do know. I mean, you want to see that average higher than that, obviously. But on base, still just 24th. So, obviously, get some hits. The on base comes up. They are walking. They're only slugging 301, which is 29th. And the Reds aren't much better than this in a lot of those, but they had their little rut that they went through. But Sunday's matchup is going to be Majinski and Hunter Green, who was one out away from a Maddux on Monday. So the Reds pitching has been good. Hopefully the Pirates can do a little bit more in Cincinnati on this one. I don't know. I can make you feel a little bit better. The Pirates are eighth in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position in average. 257 average, 347 on base, which is seventh in Major League Baseball, right? Runners in scoring position, they have been, and they have the 18th most strikeouts, which just means they're on the bottom half. They're not striking out. They're better than league average in strikeouts with runners in scoring position. So this is something to build on, at least with runners in scoring position. This team is improving from a year ago. They are better than the average MLB team right now with runners in scoring position. So that's something to hang your hat on, but you're kind of reaching at this point because a 198 average overall is a serious problem. They need more slug. They need more average. And they got a day off to think about this. But we're going to be back at it Friday morning for another show. And this is episode number 299. Which means Friday morning's show
Friday
is going to be episode number 300. Jake will be recording with me tomorrow to make sure he's here for episode number 300. So, you know, maybe instead of the 10 to 20 range, which is where I've been trying to land here, around 15 minutes, but I'll allow myself to go over a little like I am today. Tomorrow, maybe 20 to 30 minutes. I don't know. Episode number 300. Gotta love that. Please hit like and subscribe, and let's get out of here.
Chest hair, guts out. Bucks win, baby. Come on. Come on.
Let's go, Bucks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.